World leaders, including Australia's Governor-General, have gathered in Paris to mark 100 years since the end of World War I. The leaders walked along the Champs-Élysées before a ceremony to remember the millions killed in that war. During the commemorative event, French President Emmanuel Macron warned about the scourge of nationalism.
Because patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. In saying our interests first, whatever happens to the others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is most important, its moral values.
A 50-year-old woman is facing up to 10 years jail after being charged over the strawberry contamination scare. A nationwide investigation was launched in September after sewing needles were found in punnets of strawberries. The woman will face a Brisbane court today. Police in Sydney are investigating the sexual assault of a woman in the city's southwest. The 51-year-old was walking along a track in Liverpool just before midnight when a man punched her in the face and then sexually assaulted her. The woman remains in hospital with facial injuries. Hot, dry winds are hampering firefighting efforts in California, where two massive blazes continue to rage. It's believed 25 people have been killed in two large fires at Malibu and northeast of Sacramento, and more than 100 people are reported missing. Authorities say the fires are now the deadliest and most destructive in the state's history.